with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Severe weather continues to move across the country as it threatens the East Coast. NOAA's Storm Prediction Center says a stretch from southern New Jersey to northern North Carolina and another from southern South Carolina to central Florida have the greatest risk of severe weather. Over 32 million people are under the threat of tornadoes, hail, and damaging winds. April, typically the second most active month for tornadoes. President Biden will talk with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. The expected call between the two men comes days after seven World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the challenges are great to reopening Baltimore Harbor in the wake of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Moore says he has four objectives moving forward.
First, we need to give closure to these families. Second, we need to clear the channel and open vessel traffic to the port. Third, we need to take care of our people, all the people who have been affected by this crisis. And fourth, we need to and we will rebuild the Key Bridge.
The ship which collided with the bridge remains stationary. Also at SRNnews.com, tens of thousands of people convicted of misdemeanor marijuana charges could go free.
A Massachusetts council approved Governor Maura Healey's plan to pardon pot charges going back decades. The pardons take effect immediately, although officials say it will take some time to update state criminal records. Healey says the pardons will help people whose convictions have been a barrier to seeking housing, education, or jobs. Massachusetts joins several other states in forgiving low-level marijuana offenders. The pardons will apply to all adults convicted of misdemeanor pot charges in state court before March 13th. Rhonda Rockstrom reporting.
This is SRN News. Scotland has a new hate crimes law.
And a lot of people don't like it. The measure is unusually vague and open-ended, establishing the crime of, quote, stirring up hatred, which carries a penalty of 7 years in jail. Critics say the measure will curtail free speech and civil liberties. Christians are especially concerned that LGBT activists will use the hate crime statute as a weapon to silence anyone who expresses what the Bible says about homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections are praising the possibility that Turkey's president could step back from some of his most controversial policies, and that would be good news for Christians. Experts who have been watching Turkey closely do not see him making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamist policies, but rather a toning down, maybe in the cards. Persecution of Christians in the country has been on the rise. This is SRN News. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is warning against a U.S. intervention in Haiti. Bob Agnew explains.
In an op-ed on Fox News, Cotton says those now calling for U.S. intervention simply aren't paying attention to recent history.
America's intervened there repeatedly for the last 100 years.
And never accomplishing any lasting change, Cotton says. He believes the only U.S. intervention should be to rescue U.S. citizens stranded in Haiti or to protect the U.S. from an influx of Haitian refugees.
But under no circumstances should we be putting American forces into Haiti simply to try to stabilize the situation.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Bob Agnew reporting.
Spotify is raising prices. According to Bloomberg, the music streaming service plans to raise the price for individual subscription plans by $1 and $2 for family subscribers later this year. They last raised monthly subscription prices to about $11 for individuals last July. More details at SRNnews.com.